Okay, I see everybody has is on the call that I would expect, so I'd like to call this month's meeting of the Zoning Board of Appeals to order. This meeting is being held under the auspices of Executive Order 202.1 issued by Governor Andrew Cuomo of the state of New York as a way to remain in compliance with the stay home, stay safe mandates while continuing to carry out town business. In keeping with this order, this meeting is being recorded and the video will be posted at a later date on the town website. This meeting and public address access procedure by computer and telephone has been announced on the town website and referenced on the town electronic message board on Strand Road. Also for those that may have joined by phone, please use *6 to mute or unmute your microphone and *9 to raise your hand if you have something to say. First of all, I'd like to welcome Michelle Hayes as our new alternate member of the Zoning Board and to announce that Jared is now a full member, full voting member of the board. So our first order of business is to review the meeting minutes from our last two meetings. I trust everybody has had time to review them. Mm-hmm.
Sorry if you didn't. I know they got there late.
I only have one comment myself on the June 15th meeting, and under the substantiality of the variance, I believe the variance request should be 142.9 feet, not 149.9 feet.
Hey.
No, I spent so much time on that decision in order. I just wanted to make sure all the numbers match.
I think one is on my work computer and one is on my home computer because I've been doing partial work at home some days. So that's probably why I didn't even notice. Thank you.
Certainly. Does anyone have anything else to say in regards to the June 15th meeting minutes?
The two dates or just the first?
I wouldn't accept each one separately. So okay. I'm looking at the first
I don't have anything on the first one.
Okay. I'll take a motion to accept those minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, same procedure on the minutes from July 6th. Any comments or amendments?
I have a spelling of Leanna's name on page one in that. Two places of July 6th meeting.
Okay.
First paragraph and the fifth paragraph under the AGS Commerce, her name appears.
Okay.
And I just want to make sure that it was right what you said on page four, Paul, under physical conditions on the findings. Did you say visible as is there or not visible?
Hang on now, you have to look at that.
I'm guessing it's visible, which is what's there because their trees were discussed, but because it was so far from the road, I thought maybe it wasn't visible. So,
which findings are we at, Nancy?
We're at the, it was page four on the guy on Smith Road.
Ruth. Okay, I have it, Mr. Roos. Mr. Roos. Yes, it is visible from the surrounding area for Mr. Roos. Okay. Yep, that's correct.
Is that the whole reason for the...
For the vegetation, yes.
Yeah, good. That's it for me.
Okay. If there are no further comments, I'll accept a motion to accept these.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I'd like to move on then to our business agenda. The first item we have is an area variance being requested by Martin Kubicek of 35 Rimpf Road. He is seeking an area variance to construct a 30 by 50 pole barn with a setback of, I have 20 feet, but some of the documents said 25 feet. So I'm not sure which is the correct number. We'll ask Mr. Kubicek later about that. And a relief of from zoning section 240-47 to construct a structure closer to the street than the principal structure. Mr. Kubicek, would you announce yourself and tell us a little bit about your project?
Hi, how are you? My name is Martin Kubicek. We bought this house last year, and we're from the area though. And basically like to construct a pole barn for storage of a couple of vehicles, my truck and my fun car, and to have a little bit of a workshop.
Okay, and can you give us a little bit more information as to why it has to be placed where it is?
Yeah, the back of my property, really further than that, it's all wetlands and flood zone, both DEC wetlands and flood zone. So unfortunately, the backyard isn't really an option. It's good for a garden back there, but that's about it.
Okay. And the question I had is, in looking at your application, your proposed setback is 25.
Yeah, I'm not sure where the 20 came from. I think 25 would be fine.
Okay. So 25 is the correct number. Do any other board members have questions for Mr. Kubicek?
I spoke to Steve Bronzi, and he is excited and supportive of this barn.
He actually called me a little while ago for the Zoom link, but he looks like he isn't here yet. He's on
that's a good thing. Steve Bronzi is his neighbor. So.
Yeah, we're good friends from high school. That's why I bought the house. One of the reasons.
You told me that you, when I was talking to you on Friday, that you do have a garage for the house, but it's being used for something else, and I can't remember what you said it was.
Well, it was converted to living space before we purchased the house.
It was converted to what?
To living space before we purchased the house.
Okay.
So it's not a garage at all now.
And I just had a question. Unfortunately, I missed you on my call when I was in the area, but I noticed there's a barn right by the road.
Yeah. It's an old 100-year-old dirt floor barn. And it would be a lot of work to create that into something that was a tight, you know, mouse free space. Mm-hmm. And it's been burglarized back in the day. I know at least early on snowmobiles were stolen from there, and it's just really right by the road. So.
All righty.
Yeah, the barn, I apologize, the barn by far precedes the house. It was here when it was a farm, you know.
It did look like an original structure.
Yeah, I looked on the old aerial access views, and it was definitely there in 40. I can't tell if it was there in 36 or not. They're too grainy, and that's mm-hmm. as far back as they go.
Okay. Any further questions from the board?
Nope.
In that case, I'd like to have a motion to open the public hearing.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, public hearing is hereby open. Do we have any other members of the public that would wish to comment on this project?
Did Mr. Bronzi write a letter to the town?
I don't believe he did, but he was highly supportive.
Yeah, I spoke to him as well. I'm assisting him with a building permit, and he expressed the same opinion to me, but didn't put anything in writing.
Okay. Since there are no further comments, I'd accept a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Have board members had a chance to visit this site?
I did.
I did.
I did? Okay, good. I believe we have heard enough information to move on to a record of findings for this project. The application was presented by Martin Kubicek, and in making his determination on an area variance application, this board must take into consideration the benefits to the applicant if the variance is granted as weighed against the detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of the neighborhood or community by such a grant. In doing so, this board must weigh the following statutory criteria. First one being character of the neighborhood and detriment to nearby properties. In my viewing of the Rimf Road area, and also given the nature of Mr. Kubicek's property, I don't believe there's going to be any detriment to nearby properties, and I think it's entirely consistent with the neighborhood. Does he have an alternative method for achieving a benefit? Well, I don't think he has one any other than building another barn. So, I mean, it's there are no alternatives. Of substantiality, it's not really that substantial, given that the depth of Mr. Chubikov's property, the placement of the garage or the pole barn is over 300 feet from the road. This is not, you know, something which is that substantial. Effect or impact on physical environmental conditions of the neighborhood. I believe Mr. Kubicek's placement of this barn minimizes its impact on any sort of either wetland or floodplain considerations, and aside from that, has no impact on the neighborhood. The self-creation of the difficulty, well, he wants to build a barn. It is self-created, so we have that there. Does the board have anything they would like to add for other considerations on the findings?
Just mention, maybe you already did, the wetlands, and there's a buffer for the wetland, and you said federal and state wetlands, right?
Correct. The state wetlands are further back in the building, further back in the property, but a 100-year flood zone comes further towards the road.
Okay.
Do we have any other considerations or additions from board? If not, I would accept a motion to offer up a resolution granting Mr. Kubicek a variance in this regard.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Mr. Kubicek, enjoy your barn.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for making it painless, and I appreciate meeting those of you that I did. And have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Our second piece of business is an area variance by Country Grove Children's Center, 99 Todd Hill Road. In this case, the applicant is seeking relief from Zoning Ordinance Section 240-43, Item G, to install a 4x8 wall sign. Do we have someone on the call to speak to this application?
Denise McChesney.
I believe she, yes.
Oh, there I am, sorry. Hi, I'm Denise McChesney.
Can you give us some details about your proposal?
So as many of you know, we've been in business since 1998 at this location. We're Unfortunately, our founders, Diana and Tom Stackwitz, did pass away in March. And their daughter and son-in-law are taking over the business, and they're looking to increase our visibility. And just a simple sign denoting the building, maybe it'll separate itself away. We do have an existing sign on the front lawn, but they would really just, they're looking to make some improvements to the facility.
Now, I noticed that when I looked at it, you have a ground sign in the front of the building, and you're looking to essentially put a wall sign over the entrance. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And I believe in the material you gave us, you have indicated it looks like an oval sign.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just simple lettering. It's nothing too, you know, ostentatious. Simple. It's friendly. It's not a horribly glaring sign. Just really friendly and subtly attention grabbing.
Okay. Now, were you planning on retaining the ground sign, the one that's
at this time, yes,
by the road? Okay.
Yes, at this time.
All right. In that regard, though, the in the town's findings, it says one sign. One sign not to exceed 12 square feet and no more than 8 feet. Does that one sign mean there's one sign only allowed on the property? That's what I didn't understand.
So I know there's, we had previously been issued a variance when they were opening the facility. And that we do have that sign in the back of the building. It's not hanging. It's very much an ugly eyesore, in my opinion. It's about twice the size, and that was hanging on the front of the building when it did initially open, but hasn't been hanging in, I don't remember how long.
Okay, that would be about half the size.
But that still means, if this wall sign is done, that still means then there'd be two signs on the property, one the ground sign and one on the wall. So I don't know how that fits with the town code.
I believe we could rule such that, you know, depending on how we rule, we could either make it consistent or add that in. In going over the historical permitting for Country Grove, they did get a sign permit for a 60 square foot building sign, which I assume is the old wall sign that you're referring to. And they also then have a permit for a 24 square foot ground sign, which is the one we see near the road right now. Denise, would that be consistent with your recollection?
That was my understanding as I read the forms that were sent over to me.
My thinking is because it's a sign in a residential area that probably that section of the code means only one commercial sign would be allowed just because it's a residential area, but I couldn't say that for sure. I could leave it that it's up to an interpretation or by the town attorney. I mean, because we don't know.
Okay, No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say I respect that. However, in consideration of our residential area, our most immediate neighbor is the swamp across the road. The house at the corner of Stringham and the Parkway, we don't have visibility from except from the far corner of our playground. And we have to be standing at the opposite end of our exit driveway to see the houses to the right. So this sign would not at all be an eyesore to any of our neighbors.
And also, Denise, you're not an owner of the property, is that right?
Correct. We Country Grove is renting the building from Page Park Associates. Danielle and Evan Erdberg are the emerging owners.
Okay, so you have their permission to be applying. You're on the application form.
Yes, I am the monkey in the middle.
I'm looking for the document and can't find it where it says that you have permission to make the application and represent the owners on this.
Page 3 is the affidavit of the applicant, and the owner had that notarized as well as the bottom.
Okay.
As the owner.
Yeah, we do have that.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further comments from board members?
Well, I just think we should somehow address the fact of the possibility of one sign is only allowed, but we could approve it and just leave the consideration of the sign that already has a sign permit for the ground sign. But note that there's a question. Or it could be considered a non-conforming sign since they've changed the code 2 years ago. The fact that there were two signs there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking, you know, we can, you know, issue our findings and make them totally specific to the exact application. I'm not sure. I mean, the town does have the permits on file for the both signs. So,
yeah.
And leave it at that.
Okay.
All righty. If there are no further comments from the board, I'd accept a motion to open a public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mike, was it you?
Yes, aye.
Okay. any comments from the public that may be on the call regarding this application? Okay, barring any further comments from the public, I'll accept a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All righty, so public hearing is hereby closed. Have the board members had a chance to visit this site?
I drive by it every day going to work, working at the school right there. And as far as residential goes, I agree with the owners. There is the swamp next door and a sign probably, you see it almost looks like an industrial park in the back. You don't really know what it is. I mean, I know because some students have gone there. So a sign probably would support their business highly. So.
I visited also.
I also visited.
My son went there, so I'm sorry to hear of their passing.
All righty.
Whoever was working there was very helpful when I stopped by with information.
Thank you.
Okay. I believe we've heard sufficient to move to the record of findings. This application was presented by Denise McChesney, and making its determination on an area variance application, this board must take into consideration the benefits to the applicant if the variance is granted as weighed against the detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of the neighborhood or community by such a grant. In so doing, this board must weigh the following statutory criteria. One, character of the neighborhood and detriment to nearby properties. As has been said, the nearby properties are either a swamp or essentially the school or adjacent roads. I don't believe the nearby properties have any visibility to this sign or even, you know, probably the building of the children's center. Alternative methods for achieving benefit. From what was presented, I don't believe there is an alternative method. I believe it is the most appropriate way to add additional visibility to the type of services offered by the applicant. Substantiality of the variance requested. If you look at it, we're actually looking at, since it's an elliptical sign, probably something on the order of 24 to 30 square feet. It should be only 12 square feet. Given its placement, I wouldn't think it's that substantial of a variance.
Isn't it 32 square feet?
That would be a square, but if you take the ellipse,
yeah, okay,
no corners.
Okay.
So, then effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. The sign as proposed, I believe, is quite tasteful and is actually a plus. You know, it looks good on the front of that building and makes it look much less like you know, some sort of industrial building and much more like a children's center. Self-creation of the difficulty. Definitely self-created in that you're asking for this particular wall sign. Do board members have any other considerations to add to the record of findings? None?
No.
In that case, I'll accept a motion issuing a resolution that we grant an area variance in regards to this wall sign.
Second.
Oh. Well, I'll take a motion.
Sorry. Yes. So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All righty. The resolution is passed. You have your area variance for your wall sign.
Thank you so very, very much. It's going to look amazing, and we're just so excited to continue caring for all of the kids in the area, and fingers crossed for a semi-normal school year.
I agree. Actually, I've driven by your building probably in the last 25 years since my kids all played soccer at Stringham Road, and we drove by there all the time.
You know what? Those are directions that we do give. We're across the corner from Stringham Park.
Okay.
So thank you so very much. We're very excited, and I can't wait to pass the information on.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you. Yes? I was going to ask for a motion to adjourn. Unless the board has further business.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Stay safe.